I don't know how it was with coaching at college, but what's it like working out there with Coach Stoutland?
It's very... I mean, I came from junior college, so that's like worlds apart, but it's really good. You know, Coach Stoutland, he's really intense. He's very hands-on, and that's good for me helping because, you know, being able to physically do what he's teaching me with X's and O's, it helps to, you know, kind of ingrain those things into my mind. And, you know, when it comes time to perform them on the field, I know what I'm doing because I've done it a million times before.
It seems like you've made like a progression just from yesterday to today. Do you feel like you're kind of internalizing what he wants and kind of translating it to the field?
I do. Mm-hmm. You know, and this is not a lie. I mean, with the exception of, you know, when I call my wife and tell her goodnight, every waking moment is spent on something that he said or something from our meetings or going over a playbook or something. And, you know, it's from the moment I wake up, every spare minute I get, you know, I try and whether I'm looking at something, visualizing something, I'm just trying to better myself because I have a whole lot of catching up to do, you know, having only played two seasons before and, you know, playing with the big boys. So I try and do as much as I can to make sure that I'm better every single day.
And he's you said he's really hands-on. Is he's stopping kind of play every, you know, every play to sort of teach you what's going on and sort of point out errors? What's that like?
I appreciate that because, you know, there are things that I don't pick up from a play per se, and so he's really good about making sure that we understand why we do things.
Right.
And that helps me because if you understand the why, you can apply it to a number of different situations, and that kind of helps me a lot being relatively new to the game.
He was talking a lot about shift techniques. Can you kind of elaborate on what that is?
Shift?
Yeah, he was called shift techniques. I remember
shift. Oh, sift.
Oh, sift. Okay, yeah, sift technique. Thank you.
Am I allowed to say that?
We might have to edit that, but yeah, I mean, he was talking specifically about like a technique right before the snap.
So when you sifting technique is a technique for the tackles. Mm-hmm. It's where you kind of have to eyeball two defensive players, and you're responsible for two defensive players. Now, and this is something that he taught me too, is that, you know, both of these guys can't come blitzing because then there's going to be no one to cover another area. So only one of them can come, and sifting is basically giving yourself a little bit of space between two defensive players and pinpointing which one is gonna come and picking up that guy.
And you guys are each calling out your own individual like assignments before the play. I saw kind of guys calling it out for each other. What does he want you guys doing there?
Everything. I mean, I really like the way he's done this. Everything's kind of set up to be able to help ourselves out in a very loud environment where, you know, we may not be able to communicate things to people behind us and stuff like that. So we are indicating, you know, what we're doing so that everyone around us knows what we're doing so that they can, you know, adjust their responsibilities accordingly. And we, you know, obviously we have certain criteria and protocol that we go through on the line with each other to accomplish certain blocks and what have you. Che, he's really good. He's a good help too. I mean, he played in the league forever and, you know, in the same position that I'm trying to play in, and he's been a huge help teaching techniques, and he's kind of more of a, when you come off the field, I'm going to teach you something. He'll observe what you do and then he'll correct it afterwards. You know, every now and then he'll get in there as well while we're doing things and correct things, but he's kind of more of that mentor. As soon as the drill's done, he'll come and pull you aside and say, look, you need to do this, that, and the other.